Here on Something to Believe In, Reverend Tommy Bounce presents to you a program of encouragement and blessing with uplifting music and a life-changing message from the Word of God. And now, here's Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy Mounts.
Yes, sir, I'm so glad that God is God. God will never change. He's a good God. He's good to me. And sometimes I wonder why he loves me so. But he loved me because he sent his loving son that he might die on the cross. And I owed a terrible debt I couldn't pay. But Jesus Christ said, I will become his propitiation. I will pay the debt that he owes. So I'm glad today to tell you that Jesus has already paid your debt. You've got to accept Christ. If you accept Christ, you accept the blood of Jesus Christ, then the debt, the old account, has been settled, and it's been settled a long time ago. So let's get right into our broadcast today by doing this song for you. And it says, I've been to the potter's house.
Tossed about by life's battles, all my hopes were sinking fast. The sinful life I was living, I knew that I just could not last. Then I went down to the potter's house and placed this vessel into his hands. On the wheel of grace and mercy, he made me over again. Yes, I've been to the potter's house. His hands of mercy molded me. He set me forth when he was finished, that all the world could see that he had mended a broken vessel. It matters not what shape it's in. Yes, I've been to the potter's house. I've been made over. The storms have taken their toll on you. With your vessel in many places, you don't know just what to do. Please come with me to the potter's house and place your vessel into his hands. You'll be when he molds you again. Yes, I've been to the potter's house. His hands of mercy molded me. He set me forth when he was finished, so that all the world could see what shape it's in. Yes, I've been to the potter's house. I've been made over again. Yes, I've been to the potter's house. I've been made over again.
Yes, sir, I've been to the potter's house and I've been made over again. Behold, all things become brand new. Old things have passed away, and behold, I become a brand new child of God. You know, babies don't expect to act like me, and we got to grow in grace as we die in sin. But God will teach us. He will lead us. He give us the Holy Spirit, and he will bring us into the day of remembrance. And he will always remember the sin that we committed, and he'll never let us get away from that sin. He will always hold us to that condemnation. And we can be convicted of that sin, but when we're convicted of that sin and convinced of that sin, we need to ask for God's forgiveness and just get up and keep going again. Well, here's a beautiful song. I love this song. And this one says he can put you back together again.
So you come to the end of your life, and you feel like you're losing your mind. Your dreams are a million pieces on the floor. All the hurt in your heart that just won't heal. And love deep inside you just can't feel. Well, I bring you good news in Jesus' name.
He went before us. He faced every temptation we faced, and yet he did it without sin. Now, you and I are not without sin. We will sin every day, but we have an advocate with the Father, and we can go and cry for forgiveness, and God will forgive us. He understands us. He made us, and he understands us better than we understand ourselves. Well, let's keep the music going. A lot of people like good music. I know Carol and Ann, they like good music, and Louise and Glenna, and I mean Louise and James, I'm sorry, and Barry and Patty. Let's pray for Barry and Patty. Continue to pray for Martha. We're still praying for Martha. She It's not doing any good at all, but you know what the situation is there. So continue to pray for her. She has had her good days, and she has her bad days. But anyhow, she's ready to meet God. So that is one of the most personal things that we face. We're going to all, not if we die, but when we die, we've got to face the grim reaper. God will be our advocate. He'll say, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Enter thou in to the joys of the Lord." Martha has blessed a lot of people's lives, and those blessings are not going to go undone. So let's go right now and listen to this song. It says, "I will still be praising you."
When the sun comes up tomorrow, Lord, I'll be praising you. I'll always give you glory in everything I do. Although the storm clouds gather, tomorrow, Lord, I'll be praising you. You took my sin to Calvary and died that I could live. I know that I'm not worthy of the blessings that you give. I know that you still love me, and Lord, I love you. When the sun comes up tomorrow, I'll still be praising you. When the sun comes up tomorrow, Lord, I'll be praising you. I'll always give you glory in everything I do. Although the storm clouds gather,
still be praising you. I thank God that I can praise his holy name. I want to read some scripture to you this morning, and it's found in Galatians, the 5th chapter and the 16th verse. This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Did you hear that? Walking in the Spirit, we will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. All that's in this world is lust. I understand it now. They're trying to make a new ruling where children that go to school. They're not boys and girls. They're just students. And they can use the same restrooms. I think our country has become immoral. We have become an immoral nation. We have turned our nation upon God. We've turned our eyes from God. I do a song, "We Want America Back." But who gave it to the devil to start with? You see, the devil, he goeth about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Now, it's hard to walk in the Spirit. Just walking daily is not walking in the Spirit. But the Spirit will give us the words to say and the way to act and the way to act those words in our daily living. And when we go to bed at night, we have an advocate with the Father, and that is Christ Jesus. He said, "Lo, I'll be with you all the way, even unto the end of the world." I remember one time the disciples said, "What will we say?" When they ask us something, he said, "Take no thought of what you're going to say, because in that day the Holy Spirit will tell you the things to say." You see, the Holy Spirit guides our heart. He guides our lips. He guides our clay. Are your life full of love? If your life is full of spiritual love, then you're going to do spiritual things. If your heart is full of bitterness, envy, strife, and pain, then you're going to fulfill the lust of the flesh. The lust of the flesh is envy, strife, malice, angry, jealousy. There's many things that fulfill the lust of the flesh. But walk in the Spirit, my friend. Walk where God wants you to walk. And if you make a mistake, don't just keep making those mistakes. Repent right then. You know when you've told a lie. Nobody has to tell you when you've lied. No one has to tell you when you've done good and done bad. No one has ever to tell you when you broke the commandments of God. God said, "Love the Lord thy God, with him only shall thou serve." And we can serve God in this wicked generation. I take great pride in serving God. I'm going to vote for the man that is godly man. I'm not going to vote for those people who believe in homosexualism and gays and same-sex marriage. I'm not going to vote for that liberal source of people, because I feel like that it would be on my conscience when the day of judgments come. Now, I know a lot of people that say, "Well, I'm not going to vote." Well, please, sir, get out and vote. Because when you don't vote, then your vote goes to those kind of people. So get out and vote. That's the only freedom that we have in this world, is a freedom to vote, the freedom of religion. And religion is fastly being taken away from us. Our churches are dying spiritually. Our homes are dying spiritually. Our children are dying spiritually. And our spiritual life is what keeps us manifesting the gospel and the truth of God. A man said to me one time, he said, "Tommy, keep preaching until you lose the enthusiasm." Well, I'm more excited about God today than I ever have been in the history of all my ministry. I have always preached the truth, because the truth will set you free. It'll hurt. It's like a sharp two-edged sword. It cuts coming and going. It cuts us away from our sin and cuts us away from the things that hold us from the cord of righteousness. Holiness without no man shall see the Lord. And holiness is not a dirty word. If Jesus used the word holiness, then it's a clean word. He said, "Be perfect as I am perfect." Hey, we're not perfect, but we're striving toward that journey of being in perfection. One day we will see him. We will see him face to face. We shall be like him. There is no other person like the Lord Jesus Christ. And I want to be more like Jesus every day. I used to sing a song, "More like Jesus, more every day. And we could be just like Jesus. We could walk the walk and talk the talk and visit people and hold up for the truth, my friend. Don't hold your head down. Don't be ashamed of God. He said, if you be ashamed of me, I'll be ashamed of you before my Heavenly Father. Don't be ashamed of God. Don't be ashamed to raise your head up when you run into something wrong. Hey, I'm not saying argue the point, but simply bring the point to the fact that God said it, and if He said it, I believe it. And whether I believe it or not, God's word shall not return unto void, but it will accomplish that which God had given it to do. I feel like preaching to you this morning. I feel like telling you, hey, we got a right to stand for what's right and what's wrong. Don't let these crooked politicians fool you. You take a stand, and when you take that stand, at least your soul is going to be harbored in the harbor of God. When you're satisfied, and God is satisfied with me, then, my friend, I believe that all things work together for good to them that love the Lord. So let's love the Lord. Let's let our light so shine that men may see the glorious gospel of our God. And our God is a great God. He is an awesome God. And if He be for you, there is no power that will ever stand against you. I say that with all sincerity. I've been saying it for many years, and I mean it. If God be for you, there is no power that will ever stand against you.
What could I do without Jesus, the shepherd of my valley? Lord, I just couldn't walk this road alone. When I'm hungry, He feeds me. When I'm thirsty, He's my water. I couldn't make it without Jesus. What would I do? Need someone to talk to. He's always there to listen. With arms fold about me. He rocks me in His bosom. What would I do without Jesus, the shepherd of my valley? I couldn't make it without Jesus. What would I do? When my tears flow like a river, and my burdens are high as a mountain, and the one that I've trusted has let me down. Well, that's when I go to Jesus. He's the one that I can count on. I couldn't make it without Jesus. What would I do? Couldn't make it without Jesus. What would I do? I couldn't make it without Jesus. What would I do?
Let me send that up to Becky Lilly. She likes that song. Charles, that was Charles' favorite song. Her husband who has passed away. I want to do that song in his memory. I want to leave you with this thought here. Some of the greatest hurts and some of the greatest failures and some of the greatest mistakes and disappointments or guilt come because we don't obey God. Hey, my friend, so you fall, so you make a mistake. A good man gets up and he stands on his feet. Hey, I've made mistakes. I'm not perfect. I'm far from being perfect, but I'm striving toward that day of holiness. Well, I dug through some old records, and I found this tape, and I want to play it for you. It's a little scratchy, so you give it a listen to. Martha and I are going to do it together, and it says, "Here they come." Did you found me? I didn't find Jesus. He found me. He was looking for me. I thank God for that. Let's pray. Father, I pray for my unseen audience. I pray for that one right now, God, who is under conviction. I feel in my spirit there is someone under conviction. They're trying to make a decision for you. I want my prayer partners right now to bind their hearts together with me and pray for them, because it's a struggle today to live for God. So I'm praying for you right now. I'm praying that God will give you peace and joy and understanding in Him. In Jesus' name I pray, amen and amen. Well, neighbor, it has been good to be with you. I hope that Doris Neely is doing all right, and Denise Brown, and several other people I haven't heard from this month, but I hope that you're doing real well. I want you to pray for Martha and I, and we'll be telling you about a homecoming we're having now before long, and I will be at the Pillar of Truth Church this morning preaching the gospel. It's at 11 o'clock, so if you're around that area, you come out and be with us if you can. Well, goodbye, be good, and may God bless you and yours. That truly is my humble prayer.
Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy Mounts returns next week at this same time. It's Tommy's sincere desire that today's program has brought encouragement and blessing. Please take time just now to write and include a generous offering, as your giving makes it possible for Something to Believe In to continue on this and other stations. Today's broadcast and or music tapes by Tommy and Martha are available by request. Simply include your request along with your offering when writing to Reverend Tommy Mounts, HC 80, Box 36, Hinton, West Virginia, 25951.